91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Such a white lace bed. To your finger, you wanna take her with you to the heartland of the winter. Her name is Aphrodite, and she rides a crimson shell. You know you gotta leave her, but you think that this is a sad tale. The brave Ulysses, I'll be thinking it's a torture. To your finger, you wanna take her with you to the heartland of the winter.
Jack Bruce, Eric Clapton, and Ginger Baker, Cream, with Tales of Brave Ulysses, the live version from Live Cream, Volume 2. Started that set off with Travin' Alone from Eric Clapton's album simply called Clapton, released about 4 years ago. And this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we're going to play something now that's really pretty long. But what we're going to do is we're going to actually fade it into the break at 20 after and then fade it back out, and you'll understand why in a little while. But this is a song that Eric originally did as part of the soundtrack to the movie Tommy by The Who, and of course he was actually in the movie, Eyesight to the Blind. But it's a live recording of Eyesight to the Blind when he was touring with Carlos Santana. Santana was opening for him, and he segues into another Clapton song. So let's listen to Eyesight to the Blind. We'll be right back.
ride into the 10 o'clock hour with Trevor B. Power here on 91.9 FM WNTI, where great music lives. It's Friday night and you're ready to rock with the Allman Brothers Band, the Beatles and the Stones and all their contemporaries. So keep the dial set at 91.9 FM into the 10 o'clock hour with Trevor B. Power Friday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. on 91.9 FM WNTI, where great music lives.
Historic Blairstown Theater, located on Main Street in Blairstown, New Jersey, presenting live music, classic films, and community events throughout the year.
Coming to the historic Blairstown Theater on Friday, May 9th, The Horse Flies.
Tickets and information available online at thehpt.com or by phone 908-349-1428.
The winner of 3 Tony Awards, You're in Town the Musical is one of the most uproariously funny musicals in recent years. Centenary College's theater department presents this hilarious tale of greed, corruption, love, and revolution in a time when water is worth its weight in gold, running May 1st through the 10th at the Lackland Center. In a Gotham-like city, a terrible water shortage has led to a government-enforced ban on private toilets. The citizens must use public facilities regulated by a corrupt and malevolent company. When a hero decides he's had enough, he plans a revolution to lead them all to freedom. This ridiculously funny satire is praised for reinvigorating the very notion of what a musical could be with its wickedly modern wit. Tickets for Year in Town are $17 for adults, $15 for seniors and students, and $10 for children under 12. Tickets may be purchased by calling the box office at 908-979-0900 or visiting us online at centenarystageco.org. Don't miss the Centenary College's Theater Department's production of Year in Town, the Musical, running May 1st through the 10th at the Lackland Center.
Thank you.
That was Eric Clapton and band with Carlos Santana and band at on the album Eric Clapton, Give Me Strength, the 74-75 recordings. I want to talk about that just a little bit. First of all, Eyesight to the Blind, as we mentioned before, was a song that an old Sonny Boy Williamson song that Eric did on the Tommy, the Who Tommy soundtrack for the movie, and he was also in the movie playing that song. And didn't, you know, play that for a really long time, but in terms of how long he kept it in his set. But on that tour, Carlos Santana and band were opening for Eric, and that's how the show ended, with a jam of Eyesight to the Blind and Why Does Love Got to Be So Sad. Now, that's on Eric Clapton, Give Me Strength, the 74-75 recordings, which is a six-disc set, five CDs and one Blu-ray audio disc. But it was also available on Crossroads 2, Live in the 70s. So this newer collection has a lot, some of that stuff and a lot more, and plus three albums that were released at that time, starting with 461 Ocean Boulevard. Just a little story about that, though, personal story. I got to see, not the concert that was recorded at, that was up in Providence, but that same year they played at Nassau Coliseum, which is right around the corner from where I used to live. And I got to meet Carlos before the show. It was kind of brief. He was kind of monkeying around. He and a roadie or a tech guy were kind of monkeying around with one of Eric's strats, and I got to meet them and see that. And then at the end of the show, well, Santana was closely associated with John McLaughlin at the time, who was known as Mahavishnu John McLaughlin, because he was very heavily into the teachings of Sri Chinmoy. And once he became associated with Santana got the name Diva Dip Carlos Santana. And so that kind of stuck for a while. So they kind of were kind of attached at the hip for a while. So John McLaughlin was at that show, and he ended up coming out for the encore with Carlos and Eric, and they played Eyesight to the Blind and just jammed for about a half an hour. And after the show, I got to meet John McLaughlin, spent quite a bit of time talking to him. Was sort of close to Eric Clapton, but didn't get to meet him. That has yet to be. So anyway, this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. Going to play one more song, and then we're going to take a break and play something and tell you about a show that's coming up next Friday. So right now we're going to play something from the band, which features Eric Clapton on guitar. That was the band from their album Jubilation. We heard Last Train to Memphis, which featured Eric Clapton on lead guitar. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. I'm your host, Gary Alton. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're going to take a brief break and play some more music.
Hi, this is Slug from Atmosphere, and I'm inviting you to visit E-Town this week, where I'll be joined by Nick and Helen and Matt Anderson, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Val Rift Productions, presenting Muses in the Vineyard, May 17th and 18th at Four Sisters Winery, located on North Bridgeville Road in Belvedere, New Jersey. The event will feature a wine tasting and performances by the Sarah Ayers Band, Amy Spies, Kathy Moser, Red Molly, Maura Kennedy, and more. More information available online at musesinthevineyard.com.
August will be here before you know it, and that means the third annual WNTI stage at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion, Route 46, Delaware, New Jersey, August 15th, 16th, and 17th. There's still time for you to pick up your three-day passes. All you need to do is make a donation to WNTI of $91.90 on our e-pledge page at WNTI.org. That pledge amount entitles you to 2 3-day passes and a WNTI t-shirt. These passes will only be available until May 30th. We'll see you at WNTI stage.
And speaking of events, there's one coming up a week from this Friday at Bar 46 in Hackettstown on Route 46, just west of Hackettstown. That used to be called, it was called Bar 46 for years, but it changed to Jenny something. It's back to being Bar 46, so it's there on Route 46, west Hackettstown. So next Friday, a week from this Friday, on the 16th of May, there is going to be a band called Nine of a Kind playing. And who are Nine of a Kind? Well, it's made up of people from the radio station, WNTI, a couple of DJs, actually four altogether, and a bunch of volunteers. So familiar voices and familiar faces that you've probably seen at our various festivals will be playing. Kind of rock and blues, soul, kind of rock and roll kind of thing. Also, there will be a special appearance by the Livesey's. So they might sit in, they might kind of jam with the band and play some of their own stuff. It will be a $10 cover charge at the door. All proceeds will be going to WNTI. So you get to have a really good evening at a place with good food and drink and nice space, nice dance floor and everything. And you get to all of your money going toward a worthy cause. What we want to do now is I want to play something that is likely going to be heard by Nine of a Kind. It's one of the songs in their set, but this, of course, is the Derek and the Dominoes version of Have You Ever Loved a Woman?
Sin. shame and a sin. But all the time, you know, yes, you know, she belongs to your very best friend.
Derek and the Dominoes with Have You Ever Loved a Woman from their album Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. And that's a song that you'll likely hear a week from this Friday if you show up at Bar 46 west of Hackettstown on Route 46 Friday night at 8 o'clock. That's May 16th and the band Nine of a Kind will be playing. And again, that's one of the songs that's in their set, and the Livesey's will be joining them. And, you know, one of our listeners is asking, like, why don't we just say who's in the band? Well, there's a lot of people in the band. It's like kind of between 7 and 9 set, and then others that might kind of fill in once in a while, so it's kind of hard to go through. But I will tell you that of the DJs that you're familiar with, I'll just mention a few names because you know the names. Myself on guitar, and Trevor B. Power is one of the singers and guitar player. If you listen to the radio on Saturday, you'll hear Brian Kathanis with Value This. Well, he's part of the band. Let's see who else. And Al B. And, you know, there are just like too many to mention. But if you come down to the show, you'll see who everybody is and you get to know everybody. And then we could talk about that a little bit more. How do you like that? So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And we're going to play something from George Harrison with Eric Clapton on lead guitar.
Gossip.
Oh yeah.
Gossip.
Oh yeah.
Gossip.
That's John Mayall and Eric Clapton playing Bernard Jenkins, and that appeared on a bunch of different albums. You can find that on Raw Blues and a reissue of the Blues Breakers. Before that, we heard Devil's Radio from George Harrison's album Cloud Nine with Eric Clapton on guitar. Let's play some Cream in the background, shall we? Because we got about 20 seconds left. So after this, and this has been Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. After this, we will hear E-Town with the Achievement Award, one of my favorite things. I always say that. Also, we will hear interviews with Atmosphere and Matt Anderson, and performances, of course. After that, Mike the Hippie and Keller Seller. Until next week, have a nice night, a good week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.